Well, the committee was instituted by the president to advise the government of the Federation on the framework that we require in order to convene a national dialogue or conference, as the case may be. The terms of reference were set out during our inauguration very clearly, and these are to consult widely among Nigerians, all shares of opinions from all sections of society, from all strata of society, with regards to the agenda for the proposed conference or dialogue, the mode of representation, the duration of the proposed dialogue or conference, legal framework, the legal processes and procedures for integrating the outcomes of the dialogue or conference into the constitution and the laws of the land, as well as advise government on any other matter that will promote harmony, unity, and stability in Nigeria. We have done the basic background work. We have agreed to go around the country to consult widely as government directed. We agreed that in each geopolitical zone, we visit two major centers. These normally are centers that are at par with each other, so that we accommodate as many views from citizens as possible. We started with Akure in the southwest zone. We had fantastic reception. Nigerians came forward, more than 1,000 of them filled the hall to its capacity. And we received a number of memoranda through the email, directly hard copies, and some have appeared before us to testify with regards to the terms of reference of our committee. We were in Jos yesterday. It is a similar story, a story of enthusiasm and hope, a story of commitment to one Nigeria. Yes, with grievances from all parts of the country, people complaining about neglect, about one form of matter that needs to be addressed or another that they want discussed at the conference, people coming forward with suggestions about the framework, all such kind of things. So far, so good.
How long is this exercise scheduled to take before your final report is presented to the president or the government?
We're given a term of 6 weeks to turn in our report together.
What will be your answer to critics who have downplayed the effectiveness of what you are doing and about the solution that you will propose in terms of advising the president on some of the concerns that you have been able to raise?
Well, I tell you what, the reception we have from across all sections of Nigeria are very, very much encouraging. Nigerians are wonderful people. They have came out positively in support of the president's position. They have been coming forward with their suggestions. Like I said, they proved out a mass in thousands at Akure. The same thing was replicated yesterday in Jos. And as far as we're concerned, the reception is very, very much overwhelming, almost intimidating. And I think it is rightly so, because Nigerians are committed to their country. They are committed to preserving their unity in diversity, of course. They are also committed to ensuring a stable political and economic order that will launch them into the 21st century as a vibrant, resilient nation that we have been, but this time stronger and more united. Nigerians need to talk to each other. Instead of pointing accusing fingers at each other across geopolitical divides and political blocks, it is good that we sit down and talk to ourselves as members of one family, so that by the time we come out of a family meeting, we come out as a stronger, united family. And that is what is happening.
Now, Dr. Ndabawa, let me ask you this. There have been similar initiatives that have been carried out by subsequent or previous government. Some Nigerians have said those have not worked. What is different about this initiative from the president that you think can work in Nigeria?
This is the first time in the history of conferences, constitutional conferences in Nigeria, that the government is starting by asking citizens to make input as to the framework that will define the talks. This is the very first time students are being asked to come forward and advise on how they want the talks to be organized and conducted. This is the first time that a framework is being put forward up initio based on the inputs of citizens. This has never happened before. This has never happened. This was never done. All other conferences and constitutional assemblies that were convened by the military and previous governments of President Obasanjo and others were done by fiat of the governments of the day. If you take the 1958-59 Constitutional Conference, London Conference that led to Nigeria's independence, this kind of thing was never done. If you take the 1977-78 Constituent Assembly of the Murtala Obasanjo regime, Nigerians were not consulted to define the framework. The same thing with Babangida's 1987-88 Constituent Assembly, and it did the same with Abacha's 1994-95 Constitutional Conference, and much, much later, the 2005-2006 Obasanjo Constitutional Conference. This is the very first time that government is telling citizens to define for themselves, for the country, the framework that will guide and usher in the conference or the dialogue in whatever way they feel will be more productive. And I think this indicates that government is not only serious, but committed to finding lasting solutions to our communal and common kind of grievances against each other.
What would be your message to Nigerians in this entire process?
My message is we are a resilient people. We are a very strong nation. We can be even stronger. We can be more united. Let us seize the hour. Let us agree to talks. Let us shame the cynics. We'll move this country forward. The sky is the limit. We have done it before. We passed through so many crises. We came out better than we went into those crises. We can do better this time. And I urge Nigerians to seize the hour and grab the opportunity. And I believe they will. Thank you very much.